You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reached its 80% double dose vaccination target, clearing the way for a further easing of restrictions on Monday. Caps on weddings and funerals will be lifted, 20 visitors will be allowed inside a home, and up to 50 people can gather outdoors. It comes as Sydneysiders enjoy their first weekend out of lockdown, with 10,000 fully vaccinated people attending the sold-out Everest Day at Royal Randwick Racecourse. This punter certainly glad to be at the track.
It feels amazing. It feels, you know, you got your life back. To be able to celebrate, you know, this amazing time with your friends and family. And, you know, cheers to the racing.
It's the state's first major event since emerging from lockdown and its first test of living with COVID. Minister for Better Regulation and Innovation, Kevin Anderson, welcomed the day.
And what a sight for sore eyes, to see people out and about, to see people socialising, to have friends that have gathered and have not been able to gather for so long. This is incredibly exciting. This is the race that is breaking the hibernation.
Real estate agencies are also charging ahead in a bid to get the property market back on track. The return of on-site auctions saw homes go under the hammer for the first time in 16 weeks. Lorenzo Giunti of Auctionworks says he's excited to return to in-person bidding.
The online's been very successful, of course, during the last 3.5 months, but there's nothing like an on-site auction, you know, the real buzz, the feel, and getting the crowds back.
Getting people back is the focus of airlines, now scrambling to boost capacity. The New South Wales government says it wants international tourists to return as soon as possible, and that they are next on the list after stranded Australians and permanent residents. It follows Friday's announcement that quarantine will be scrapped for fully vaccinated travellers from the 1st of November. Jamie Gould says she is looking forward to a long-awaited family reunion.
Not having my family here throughout the pandemic has been really, really hard. Unfortunately, I lost a baby last year. And obviously them being on the other side of the world meant that I just couldn't see them and couldn't be supported from them. Since then I've been lucky enough to have Evie here, which has been very exciting, but obviously not having my parents here has again been really, really hard.
Singapore Airlines is just one international carrier trying to meet demand, announcing 32,000 tickets for the Singapore-Sydney route between now and Christmas. Other airlines are expected to follow. Treasurer Matt Keehan says the government wants to reopen soon and safely.
We want to see our economy opening up as soon as possible, but as safely as possible. And I think that's the view of everyone across the country. So we're putting in place the policies to make that happen. We're obviously going to be allowing people into the country if they have double vaxxed from the 1st of November. And again, this is about opening up our economy as soon as possible, but as safely as possible.
Across the border, Victoria is hurtling towards 70 and 80% vaccination targets, but its roadmap out of lockdown is under attack from the coalition. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has called on the Victorian government to bring eased restrictions in line with those in New South Wales.
We may lose the curfew at 70%, but you still can't move more than 25 kilometres from your home. And now we have this ludicrous and unacceptable situation where somebody in Sydney can travel nearly 1,000 kilometres, whereas someone in Melbourne can't even go and visit their family in the same place. Victorians are looking at what's happening in New South Wales and say, why do those people get the freedoms that we are not getting? Melburnians have spent more time in lockdown than any other city in the world.
But Premier Daniel Andrews is intent on reopening the state once the 70% double dose vaccination rate is expected to be reached late next week. A 15-year-old girl with COVID-19 and other health conditions has become the youngest Victorian to die during the current outbreak. She is among 7 people who have died in the last day, taking the outbreak's death toll to 138. The state also reported 1,993 new locally acquired cases after two previous days of more than 2,000 daily case numbers. Victoria's COVID-19 response commander, Jerome Wymer, says pressure is mounting on the healthcare system.
Our hope and our intention would be that we'll expect that we would want to see those case numbers start to turn in the next week or two, as predicted by the original the modelling. We'll watch that very closely. But the real constraint on us is what it does for our hospital system. That is ultimately that's the capacity that we need to manage. That's a critical part of our system, because we need to ensure that those people who are getting COVID, as well as the wider community and whatever else other support people need, that we have the capacity to do that within our health system.
More than 100 additional patients have been hospitalised in the last 24 hours. It brings the total in hospital to 798, with 163 in ICU, 106 on ventilators, and 89% not fully vaccinated. And elective surgery has been paused in preparation for an influx of coronavirus patients. This weekend may be the last that Melburnians spend in lockdown, with the Premier expected to announce the date for reopening on Sunday. Paul Guerra, CEO of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says an earlier reopening will be a lifeline for businesses.
Every day we're able to get going ahead of time means that more businesses are going to make it through, which means that more jobs will last in this state as well.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.